Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now, you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
All right, day 264, day 277, since Joey promised he wouldn't abandon Americans and our allies and thousands of green card holders legally eligible to be in the U.S. and billions in military equipment to the Taliban and the Islamic Emirates of Afghanistan. He did. Nobody seems to care. We do. Thank you for being with us. This just breaking, the Attorney General Merrick Garland has now announced the U.S. Department of Justice is creating an Office of Environmental Justice. Now, this is now every department, because Mayorkas, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, you know, as he was, I mean, he made a total complete idiot and fool of himself in terms of hiring this disinformation czar that's full of disinformation. But he also said in that very first hearing, that very same first hearing, that they were getting involved in issues involving climate change. Meanwhile, the border is wide open. They're aiding, they're abetting lawbreaking. They're assisting, they're processing, they're offering free transportation, they're giving preferential treatment to illegal immigrants in violation of the laws of this country. And any of you that did any of what Mayorkas and Biden are doing, just ignore the laws of the land and then, you know, take people and travel with them to and take them to any part of the country they want to go to. I promise all of you, you would end up in jail and the charge would be called human trafficking. There's laws against that. Anyway, so that is just in. Donald Trump has reacted to Joe Biden's criticism of the MAGA movement. And he said on Fox News Digital that MAGA is saving America. Good for him. Slam Biden for being divisive. I thought he was Mr. Unity. Remember his inauguration speech? Unity, 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 and unity, my, you know what. You know, because Joe Biden called the Make America Great Again movement the most extreme political organization that existed in recent American history. Wrong. And President Trump rightly pointed out MAGA is saving America. Our country is going to hell and MAGA is saving America. Inflation, incompetent withdrawals from Afghanistan, leaving hostages, horribly wounded soldiers, $85 billion in military equipment. Yeah, MAGA is saving America. And the president said the U.S. is no longer respected throughout the world. That's obvious. I mean, when he begs OPEC and then OPEC nations won't even return Joey's calls, that's a problem. Anyway, the president, I'm glad, responded to this. He went on to tell Fox News Biden is being divisive and they all know misinformation. I mean, these are insane times that we are all living in. I just want you to know, very, very insane. Also breaking as we're coming on the air. Now, we saw what happened to comedian Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle is smart as hell. If you listen to his stand-up, it is wickedly smart and wickedly funny. I mean, I love funny comedians. I love comedians that have no rules, no hold barred. There's no woke cancel culture. There shouldn't be woke cancel culture now infiltrating the comedy that these genius comics want to tell. They should be able to, everybody should be free game. The only thing that I never thought one time that Noah, whatever his name, Trevor Noah was funny until he went after everybody at the Washington Correspondents' Dinner. I'm like, I didn't expect that. He's never been funny before that I've seen. And I've seen him attack me and I'm like, I just roll my eyes. When Jon Stewart used to beat the crap out of him, it was funny. I used to say it was funny. And I don't have a problem with being made fun of. I love it. I love funny people. You know what? They make us laugh. God bless them. Get this, this DA in Los Angeles. So this guy attacks Chappelle, and what he had was a fake handgun. This looks like a real gun. Somebody comes at you with what looks like a real gun, you got a problem. And it was a fake gun, it turns out, a handgun, with a real knife blade inside. It's a real weapon. Now we find out the DA is not going to charge the attacker with assault with a deadly weapon. And they let this guy out who's being held on $30,000 bail, which is nothing. You know, I've said this before, and people that are not in the mixed martial arts situational self-defense practices that I train in really can't understand it. They think it's an absolutely ignorant statement when I say this. Up close range fighting, close range situational defense. I would much rather deal with a firearm, again, close range, than I would a blade close range. It is, especially somebody that knows how to use a blade. If you know how to use a blade, let me tell you something. It is so deadly. And at least, you know, I can practice stripping somebody's firearm. Let's say it's in front of my face. You know, I do these drills every day. If somebody puts a gun at my back, I work my way out of that drill. And there's, you know, get the gun offline, fight the man, strip the gun, break the finger, step back, tap rack, and put 4/3, and you got the gun. Same thing if they put it right on your forehead. You know, literally, you get the gun offline. The way you do it is you just literally make a quick move. You go down, you take your hands, you put it on the barrel of the gun. Then you twist it, break their finger, jam the gun into them, strip it, step back, tap it, rack it, and 4/3 in that situation. You can't do that with a knife because you don't have the same flexibility to grab that knife. Now, there's other techniques that you can use, but I just can't believe it. That's insane. Well, our country's gone absolutely, positively nuts. Yesterday, the open borders czar, the guy aiding and abetting the biggest open borders immigration mess in decades, Mayorkas, is already on thin ice. Republicans now thinking rightly about impeaching him. He should be impeached. This man is not qualified for this job. You know, to be talking about a ministry of truth, to be talking about, you know, a disinformation board, to be talking about, you know, dealing with issues involving climate change and allowing millions and millions of people that we don't vet, we don't give health checks to, and give free transportation to states of their choice. They're involved in human trafficking. We have laws on the books against all of this. Anyway, so he was already on thin ice before he went in there, and Senator Kennedy just tore him up yesterday. So did Senator Ron Johnson. He tore him up as well, and I loved every minute of it because I thought it was really important what Kennedy did. And Kennedy, you know, just went at him and said, well, what do you know about What do you know about your Ministry of Truth or disinformation expert, Nina Jankowicz, who they chose to lead this Ministry of Truth? And Mayorkas then had to admit that he didn't know she had called Hunter Biden's laptop scandal a, quote, Trump campaign product. When pushed on the hiring of Jankowicz, Senator Kennedy again repeated he was responsible for all the decisions at the Department of Homeland Security, and he lauded his pick as a subject matter expert on Russian disinformation. That prompted Senator Kennedy to ask, when the department picked her, did it know that she had said Mr. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation? No, I was not aware of that, Senator. When the department picked Ms. Jankowicz, did it know that she had vouched for the veracity of the Christopher Steele dossier? I was not aware of that fact, Senator. She also once said that she was against the First Amendment rights to speech on social media platforms, claiming it would hurt marginalized communities. She might have been talking about conservatives because they're the ones that get canceled, suspended, shadow banned. Anyway, a group of 50 House Republicans introduced a bill to shut down this un-American, newly formed disinformation governance board, or what we call the Ministry of Truth, the Orwellian Ministry of Truth. All right. So I told you yesterday, 50 basis points, 0.505% increase in interest rates. Even Biden's own Treasury Secretary is lashing out and blaming Biden for Biden's inflation. The one thing she's not talking about, I'm talking about Janet Yellen, yesterday admitting it was Biden, not Vladimir Putin, who played the biggest role in breaking your family's budget. The estimate from Bloomberg on the low side is costing the average family $5,200 a year. You know, for the poor and middle class families, people on fixed incomes cannot afford this. It is crushing. You know, a large percentage of the American population. Anyway, she said Biden's $1.9 trillion American rescue plan, a lot of that money, by the way, wasn't about rescuing anything except the new Green Deal and Build Back Broke. Anyway, conceded on Wednesday, she said, so look, inflation is a matter of demand and supply, and the spending that was undertaken in the American rescue plan did feed demand, she said. And speaking in this interview with the editor-in-chief of the Wall Street Journal, she admitted the White House's enormous spending played a role in the inflationary environment we're now in, added that it was justified due to the various economic risks. No, it wasn't justified. Now, remember I told you when Biden went to the Strategic Petroleum Reserves, I told you it was a Band-Aid and strategically it was a dumb move and it wasn't going to do a darn thing. Well, I turned out to be right. All right. It did result for a very, very short period of time, a slight decrease and the price of a gallon of gasoline, average national pump price topped out nearly $4.50 a gallon. Biden started and went down like 25, 30 cents a gallon, somewhere in there. Well, ever since, the average pump price has been shooting up again. I told you it was a Band-Aid. I noticed that the Dow is down, 1,200 today. Sure, it's related to the rate hike from yesterday. Why is it related to the rate hike? I could tell you why real fast. Joe Biden already artificially reduced the lifeblood of the world's economy, which is oil and gas, and made us dependent again on foreign energy sources. Killed the Keystone XL pipeline. By now, we'd be importing 900,000 barrels of Canadian oil every day. We don't have that opportunity. He's making Putin rich again. Putin's making about $1 billion a day selling oil. Bad for national security. He's now begging OPEC, trying to make an insane deal with the Iranians and the Venezuelans, rather than use the natural resources that are so abundant to us in this country, and it would take away a lot of national security problems simultaneously. It would create high-paying career jobs. It would help the inflation problem that Biden caused by artificially reducing the world supply. Again, we were energy independent. And if we really produced enough energy, we could supply all of the energy needs to NATO allies and Western European allies. Joe's never going to do that. You know, and so, you know, all of a sudden today, interest rates are rising, GDP is falling, stock market crashing again today, and the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits unexpectedly rose last week, hitting the highest level since February, as soaring inflation and persistent labor shortage weighed on businesses. People can't afford it. Worker output has now suffered their worst decline, get this, since 1947, according to CNBC. Worker productivity fell during the first quarter of 2022 at its fastest pace in 75 years, while labor costs soared in the country, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Non-farm, I'll get into the details. You get the point. Americans are now turning to food banks as Biden's inflation squeezes family grocery budgets. I'll give you that when we get back. And the friends of mine work in my local town's food bank, and I've donated in the past. I guess I have to donate again. I'm glad to do it, I mean, but it's so sad because all of this is preventable. All of it.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival, and while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
Since 1973, over 64 million babies' lives have been taken through abortion. Now, preborn.com, they're dedicated to saving these precious lives, and they're using the science of 4D ultrasound to do it by offering free ultrasounds to any expecting mom.
That changed my life, just from that ultrasound picture.
Now, you see, when an expecting mother meets that precious baby inside her, they end up being more than twice as likely to choose life for that baby. Now, you can join them in this incredible effort of theirs, and that's rescuing babies' lives. One ultrasound, $28. For $140, you can sponsor 5 ultrasounds. And you know what? You might be saving 5 lives. You can donate securely by dialing #250 on your cell. Use the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. And unlike Planned Parenthood, they don't get a penny from the federal government. They rely on your generosity.
Born on America's darkest day, 9/11/01, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping American heroes ever since. And when a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young kids are left behind, well, Tunnel to Towers, they pay the mortgage on the family home off to lift that financial burden. Now, for catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds, well, mortgage-free smart homes that enables severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. And through the foundation's homeless vets program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless vets. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. And people who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities, they need your help more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month. Go to their website. It's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
All right, this I wonder if there's going to be a congressional committee on this. You got a pro-Democratic Party extremist group now planning to protest the Supreme Court's apparent decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, but hunting down conservative justices, staging disruptive demonstrations in front of private homes, apparently. This is on FoxNews.com. The activists organizing under the moniker Ruth sent us. By the way, Ruth predicted this, as I've been telling you. She recognized it was bad law. She recognized in Roe they should have stopped at just deciding that it was unconstitutional, the Texas law that was at issue, and not enumerate a right that didn't exist in the Constitution. It's always been bad, flawed law, and she recognized it and said it. So Ruth didn't send you. Nice try, though. Anyway, so what they're trying to say, they published the supposed home addresses of Justices Amy Coney Barrett, John Roberts, Sam Alito, Brett Kavanaugh, Clarence Thomas, Neil Gorsuch. Our 6-3 extremist Supreme Court routinely issues rulings that hurt women, and racial minorities and the LGBTQ plus and immigrant rights. And the group's website reads, we must rise up to force accountability using a diversity of tactics. Fox News is told there's been a strong police presence at the justices' homes following this leak. Group says that they will visit the homes on May 11th. Wonder if they're going to have a committee in Congress on this. When do they have? I'm sure they're going to start a committee on the 574 riots in 2020 that killed dozens of Americans, that injured thousands of police officers, and that caused tens of billions of dollars in property damage. Oh, that's right. It didn't affect Congress. Why would they care? Oh, they're not going to have that committee. National Small Business Group says the economic conditions. I feel bad reading this to you. I want us to stand back here. This information that we're giving you is that you know what's coming. Because the inflation numbers that they're giving you, the negative growth numbers that were shocking to them last week, were not so shocking. They weren't shocking at all. And if we use the old methods of calculating such, we're back in the Carter years. And the outlook is not good. And a recession is looming. And interest rates are rising. Interest rates are going to slow down. Look, for example, home building, new home construction is dropping like a rock. Because people can't afford the high increase in interest rates. You go up a point in interest rate, depending what the home value is or the mortgage is, you could be paying thousands extra a month than what you used to paying. So new home construction is going to stall. And then after that, you know, people are not going to be newcomers to the housing market are going to be shut down, shut out. People on fixed incomes are going to be in a disastrous position. National Federation of Independent Businesses monthly survey shows the outlook for business conditions at the lowest level in history. Bearish view has increased sharply. By the way, Dow is down today over 1,200 points, has been most of the day down that much. That's a massive drop. How many times, Linda, have I told people I don't trust the stock market? Told them again and again. How often I said we're due for a correction? It's coming. Get ready.
No, you've been saying it for years.
Yeah, been saying it for years. How many times have I said I personally like what?
Real estate.
Bricks and mortar.
Anything you can hold in your hand.
I can hold it. May not be worth what I paid for it, but at least I can touch it. Anyway, they're predicting the outlook for business could be the lowest level in history. Again, fixed income, poor, middle-class Americans, on average, $5,200, according to Bloomberg. You know, even fake news CNN, Biden is close to the point of no return with Americans on the economy. I'm not making this up. I'll read it. Quote, Biden is close to, those words are in the piece. I mean, fake news CNN, because they know that they've gone so in with Joe Biden. Maybe they miss Donald Trump the most. Maybe they take Donald Trump got things done. You might not have liked his style. You might not have liked his tweeting. You might not have liked everything he said, but he got it done. And he was successful. And he worked 24 hours a day. The guy didn't sleep. How do you know? Sources tell me. There's your answer. Anyway, President Joe Biden and his administration appear perilously close to an irreversible severing of public confidence in his capacity to deliver prosperity and financial security as stiff economic challenges balloon into huge political liabilities. A CNN poll released Wednesday shows the president's repeated efforts to highlight undeniably strong aspects of the economy's post-pandemic rebound and to offset blame for its bad spots are not working. The main culprit, inflation, a corrosive force that the White House initially underestimated. Remember, it was supposed to be, what was the word that they used? They said it over and over. Not temporary. What's the word that they, transitory. That was my favorite. It used to be my favorite word, transitory. Anyway, but it's not working. And by the way, when you reduce the lifeblood of the world's economy, oil, the first thing Joey did was abandon energy independence, something Trump had achieved miraculously for the first time in 75 years. We're a net exporter of energy, not anymore. That would be the smartest thing to do. He can't go up against the radical climate alarmist religious cult that is his party and stop them and stand up to them and fix the economy. They're not going to let him. And I don't even think he knows that today is Thursday. Anyway, so the main culprit, inflation, all of this, the result is a looming political disaster for Democrats. And they all think that this Roe decision is going to impact people's voting. It's not. Because the American people, by the time the decision comes out, assuming it comes out the way the leak, opinion came out, it's only a draft, then assuming it comes out that way, Americans are going to figure out, oh, it's not illegal. Oh, okay, the Democrats have demagogued this. Oh, okay, every state will make their own law. Oh, okay, if I want a late-term abortion, I'll go to New York or California. It's not, people will figure it out. Anyway, so it goes on. Voters in disgruntled mood ahead of the midterm elections that were already historically tough for a first-term president. The depth of voter disquiet about the economy also suggests that a potential backlash against the Supreme Court possibly overturning the nationwide right to abortion may not save Democrats in November. I've been telling everybody this. Nobody seems to want to listen to me. But all of this is real, and I tell you this, because there's got to be ways that you and your family, that's why we talk about Pure Talk, a way to save money, exact same service, except you pay 50% off. I mean, it's real help. And if you haven't refinanced and or consolidated your debt, your credit card loan, you can do it with AmericanFinancing.net. And you might think today's interest rates are high. Wait for a year from now. Let's see where they are 2 years from now. By the way, it was funny when it wasn't funny, but Joe Biden actually went out there and made the statement in a remark. He says, I mean, the idea that we're going to make a judgment that is going to say that no one can make the judgment to choose to abort a child. Are you admitting it's a child, Joe? Not a clump of cells? Are you admitting that there's a human life in there? Peter Ducey grilled Jen Psaki over it yesterday. A typical Biden gaffe on a typical given day. Just like, we gave the javelins to the Russians. I'm like, oh my gosh. I was more right than I ever knew about how messed up this guy is. And you know what the real question is? Who knows how bad Joe really is? Because they hide him so much. He averages less than one public event a day. Jen Psaki declined to condemn on Wednesday the leak of the Supreme Court draft opinion that would overturn Roe v. Wade, and why did she do that? Why wouldn't she condemn that? She obtained the draft decision. Politico obtained it. You say the leak raises eyebrows for many here at the White House, said ABC News correspondent Cecilia Vega during the White House press briefing. But does the White House explicitly condemn this leak, or has seen this draft as welcome in the White House? I don't think we have a particular view on that other than to say that we certainly note the unprecedented nature of it. Oh, okay. You note the unprecedented nature of it. What we are mindful of, and I spoke to the president about exactly this question today, and obviously it's up to the Department of Justice to determine if any action they will take. And I know that obviously there have been calls from some Republicans, also members of the Supreme Court. However, our focus is not on losing sight of what content is in the draft. Oh, so you won't condemn the leak. It's an attack on our court system, that great institution. Man, unbelievable. Biden brutalized over the incoherent, vile claim that Roe is in line with all basic mainstream religions. I can't think of a religion that it is in sync with. I really can't. Now, I know there are, for example, more liberal Christian churches. I know you have more some people that are Orthodox Jewish and people with more reform and may have a more liberal view on this particular issue. So I understand there is some dispute, but I don't think that claim actually holds water at all. You know, the idea that it's in line with all basic mainstream religions. Nobody else really picked up in the media mob either that Joe Biden was on record wanting a constitutional amendment in 1982 to rescind Roe v. Wade. Whoopsie daisy. I know. He was too busy saying the MAGA crowd is the most extreme political organization in history. And I'm listening to Kamala Harris, and I'm not comparing the two. How dare they, excoriating leaders amid the Supreme Court draft decision over Roe, how dare they tell women what they can and cannot do with their bodies? She said, what is clear is opponents of Roe want to punish women, take away their rights to make decisions about their own bodies. Now, I know it's not similar in any way, but if you believe the government should have no say over what you can and cannot do with your body, okay, then how do you mandate vaccinations? Now, you cannot make the argument, well, that has the chance of impacting other people. Not necessarily. You can come up with other laws that would do it, but now we're at the point where if you're vaccinated, boosted again, and even have previous infections, you can still contract COVID, and of course it would be contagious and others can get it from you. By the way, it's gotten hot again. Just pay attention. A lot of cases rising around the country that I know of. And take whatever precautions you deem the right to do in consultation with your own doctor. You know, when you think of this comment about Biden saying, you know, the most extreme political organization that existed in American history, he's basically calling half of Americans the most extreme political faction in history. Just like, you know, irredeemable deplorables, smelly Trump supporting Walmart shoppers, guilty. I'm guilty of all of these. I'm not bitter, as Obama claimed Pennsylvanians were, bitter people that cling to their God, guns, Bibles, and religion. I'm guilty. I believe in God the Almighty, Jesus. I believe in the Second Amendment. No. Not if that's what Joe's perspective is, good for Joe. There is a battle between the Kamala Harris camp and the Biden camp over student debt. And anyway, Kamala Harris's office began collaborating with the White House on social media video to promote the extension of its pause on federal student loan payments. Harris's office then decided against it, according to two White House officials familiar with the matter. Ultimately, Joe Biden released his own video and Harris issued a statement about the policy. It was a shift from December, the last time the administration extended the pause, when Harris and Biden both filmed social media videos. So apparently that tension between the two was very, very real. Biden's new disinformation czar said fears about CRT in Loudoun County schools are disinformation for profit. No, it wasn't at all. You know, it's like Joe Biden's statement that, you know, they're their parents. They're our kids. You're the parents, and they're in your classroom. They're all our kids. No, they're not. They're not potted plants, Joe. They're moms and dads, mothers and fathers. Those are the parents. Those are the people. You're not the parent. You don't get to circumvent the values of parents, especially when you failed so spectacularly, many public schools, at educating our kids in reading, writing, math, science, computers. When we get proficient in those things, then we'll have this discussion about cultural issues. In the meantime, teach them how to read, write, do math, science, and computers. Stick to the basics. It's not that hard. Now we have to worry whether the FBI is spying on us and whether the CDC is tracking us. I did that story last night on TV. Can you imagine? When did we forget about this concept known as unreasonable search and seizure? How did that happen? This is your new radical, extreme, socialist, democratic party. This is what's on the ballot in 6 months. They want you to think it's everything, but they're wrong. 800-941-SHAWN, you want to be a part of the program. We're going to talk about the Supreme Court issue a little bit with Mike Lee, Senator from Utah, Donald Trump Jr. checking in today. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival,
And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.